I think Ted's last question was actually directed to Sandy. If you know.
I'm not, Ted, what was your question? I'm sorry. You have to unmute. Won't work unless you unmute, Ted.
Replicate his question, but I'm afraid I've been trying to do I'm other sorry. Stuff.
I'm there sorry. I'm back. If you were to tell me some of the new members of the board, I could tell you the name of the individual.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Henry Faust.
Yeah.
Dr. Faust. Yeah. Dr. Faust has a commitment this month. He's going to get back on it when his commitment ends. And he's been working very hard, Ted. Grants are take a long time to get in. And they're, sometimes they're slotted, much like the money we're using on the build-out, they're purposed contributions. So, for instance, they're working on one grant so they can go buy some mobile equipment to do mobile news, laptops and microphones, et cetera. So it's the same thing with most of the grant money we're talking about. It's purposed. We need funding. And, Markeisha, all I can say is you're in management. You asked a damn good question. How are we going to raise funds? It's called doing better radio. I would advise Dr. Franklin to maybe have that conversation with our MSRC about membership, listenership, and funding at some point so that maybe we can start collaborating as we move into our new studio to find out what our listeners really will respond to. It's evident that today alone we've raised $280 today, all day. Okay. It's Wednesday, we're in the middle of a fund drive and we've raised $280. We've got to do $5,000 per day, day in and day out, minimally. Probably more like $6,500 at this point with what your budget presents. And the weekdays consistently are coming nowhere close to even $2,000 a day. So it's about the programming. And Dr. Franklin has been very careful with what he's doing, using his playbook, calling on his playbook. But we've got to up our game. So that's how we get money. Thank you.
Radio pays the bills, and without the bills, we don't get radio.
Ooh, whose voice is that?
That was your friend and mine, Sean Kelly McPherson.
Okay, it was a little bit low. I couldn't hear.
And I only said that because I wanted to see Sandy chuckle. So, Markeisha, do you have anything else to add as we?
I really don't.
I have a question for Markeisha.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Teresa.
I realize that our situation has been like a roller coaster or something out of control. What have you found that in the last 6 months or a year that's been most effective in either raising money or reducing expenses?
That's a good question.
I do know that I don't know the exact number, but I do know that the calling that was initiated, I think, by you and I can't think of the gentleman's name at the gentleman's office.
Raleigh.
I think that was a successful. But as far as expenses go, you remember we're already at bare bones. There was nothing else to cut. So I guess really, I mean, even though the programming has changed, I know that programming changes will not net us immediate funding.
Correct.
We know that always is going to take some time. But I do think like I say, the calling of the lapsed donors. I'm sorry, is my thing muffled, Teresa?
That's okay. I'm just trying to catch every word.
Okay. I do know that, like I say, that was successful and hopefully we can do more of that. Because apparently people respond to that if they're called on as opposed to, just on the air, it seems like they are just like everyone else. But when they get a phone call, I think they feel special, like they're part of the part of making something.
When you were packing up the building, did you find any things that might, for example, generate some income?
You want to go through that stuff? No, I can't say that I did. I mean, we put a lot of that stuff in there, like the guitars and stuff that we kept out. I think they came, we brought us money at the auction on Sunday. I think we sold three, but I think we may have had six total.
Around $700, I was told.
Okay. All right. So, nothing else really.
Did anybody save any bricks so people could buy bricks?
Nuri did.
He's probably not going to part with them though if he did. So
he might throw them at you.
He might. Yeah, he's probably not going to part.
I don't know. I think our members are quite altruistic. I did meet a guy at the Larry event who went up with Nuri and several other people, and he said he found a closet that had all kinds of things in it. It was just not, it was up in the attic and it was, had not been opened, and it was filled with all kinds of archival stuff. Cartoons and bumper stickers and things. I guess you might want to attend development, because if we get to brainstorming, something might occur to you that would help generate some income.
How about since, you know, the 52 for 52 was so successful, how about us coming up with something, to commemorate the new building? Like, I wish there was a way that we could build maybe a walkway. You know how you go to places and people's names are up on something? Maybe we should think about doing something like that and offering that.
Yeah. Nuri wrote a manifesto on it. Talk to Nuri. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Yeah, they have a brick, or they got a plaque, or they got a bench or something. We have a raised hand by someone.
No, I'm sorry. That was me. I need to take it down.
Be grief? Is that you? Yeah, you have a lot of grief?
It's Bruce in New York.
No, I've lowered it. Sorry. That was not me. That was somebody else.
That's what I said. Is somebody named Grief?
B-R-E-I-F. Yeah, it's Bruce Grief in New York.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey.
Hi, Bruce.
It's not my station, not my committee, because I'm BAI, but, you know, Teresa and I have talked about development and fundraising before, so I'm going to mention a couple of things. I think of a while ago, somebody was talking about weekends in big fancy houses. I don't know if that ever went anywhere. You know, that might be, you stay over a weekend in a big house or a mansion or something like that. I mean, I thought that was a good idea. I thought that was a serious idea. The other thing that
it wasn't.
We could have a Lincoln room in our new house.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess not. The other thing I've seen two stations do is people are vinyl crazy, and they get people to donate old vinyl that's actually worth a lot of money. The donor gets the tax write-off, and then they have a kid merchandising them on eBay and, you know, collect the money. And given the fact that, you know, you guys are real heavy on country and western or country music, there's a lot of old vinyl that hasn't been reissued or never got transferred to CDs or whatever that's worth a lot of money. And some, you know, there's a bunch of people that go like, I haven't listened to those records in 30 years. You know, you can have them all. And actually, they're worth a lot of money. And then the third one, I mean, I'll touch the third rail here, but, you know, underwriting. I've seen a lot of stations mention a restaurant, you know, mention an art gallery, and, you know, they get a monthly, thank you donation from the restaurant or the art gallery. So you might, want to think about it. I know that's like a sacred cow, but I never understood. I've seen any number of public community stations that are nonprofit, that are CPB, whatever, and they're putting tags at the bottom of their webpage, you know, with the restaurants and art galleries and not associations, stuff like that. That's it. I'm done.
Bruce, come to our meeting at, come to our next development meeting. You always have great ideas.
And my wife agrees that if I would get rid of my vinyl, I mean, she would pay you for me to get rid of my vinyl.
I think we need to make one correction. I think, we're not so much into country and Western music. We're into Americana. A lot of Americana and blues.
Let's not quibble.
Well, either way, but I mean, some of these albums are worth, you know, $150, $200 because it never got reissued. I mean, even the Cajun music, you know, the band from the 30s and it was their first, LP, it was worth a lot of money. And all, you know, the guy's, 70, 80 years old. He's not listening to it anymore. I got no use for it. And,
I'm going to have to ask you to desist because my wife is listening over my shoulder even as we speak.
Oh, sorry.
Don't cause me trouble, brother. No, I take your point. We just can't use mine. And we have another admit. Okay. We've been joined by Jim Dingman, I'm not sure, and somebody else. Anyway, do we have any other questions from Arkesha, who is here probably an hour past her regular?
No, Mac, there's some comments and stuff that I was just looking at in the chat.
You're braver than me. I don't even look over there.
I wasn't, but it was the numbers were getting up kind of high. So I was like, wait a minute.
Anything you'd like to address that would
Julie said something about the central service amount. And yes, that the amount we use is the 13,469. Again, I cleared this with Julia Kennard just yesterday. Should we change the amount? And she told me no. So, I'm not exactly sure. That's why I said I wanted to know who mentioned it because she said that wasn't the case, but I'll ask her again. But let me see. Somebody else said something about, figures for the sale. I don't have that information. Okay. So no, I don't have anything else.
By Jim Dingman. Am I pronouncing your name right, Jim?
People pronounce it all sorts of ways. Anyway.
You tell me one, I'll try to stick with it.
Dingman's all right. I've been called all sorts of things throughout my life.
You have to understand, I was named by an Irish mother and nobody knew what my name was back in the 50s. So, go ahead.
Oh, well, I just went to an Irish wake a couple of days ago, so I still don't remember anybody's name. Anyway.
I'm sorry for your loss.
All right. Well, no, it was a friend of mine, but anyway, died of Agent Orange. He was in the 1st Marine Division in Vietnam. Anyway, yeah, thank you. It's a great pleasure to hear you all tonight. And I just wanted to address my comments to Markeisha. And is the general manager on this call?
Doesn't appear to be, no.
All right. Well, I just wanted to mention that we had a friendly exchange of email over the past couple of weeks, and a motion was passed at the PNB a couple of months ago, and what we're trying to do is get accurate information as to how the fundraisers are going and how whatever kind of audience information you all have down there in Texas, so we can begin to understand better what the hell to do to get this whole system out of this mess. So I do appreciate that this motion I would send to you, Markeisha. I think I did include you once on an email, but if I hadn't, I do apologize. But we're just basically wanting to get as much data as we can at the program committee and then the strategic planning committee so we can, you know, just figure out what the hell's going on. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll
see this is Richard. May I say something?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
First off, I'm sorry I'm late. And I just wanted to tell Dingman that if he does figure out what's going on, if he would please tell us, we'd love to know.
Amen, bro.
Richard, I just want to win the winning lottery number. That's all I care about right now.
You can donate that shit, right?
I've actually told Bertol that I would have some really tough stipulations if I decided to give some of that money to you guys. But anyway, that's a whole other ball game. I probably would give a little bit to y'all, but I think I'd want to use it as a ramrod, frankly.
We only need a little bit, relatively speaking.
Yeah, boy, a lot of money, man. Come on.
I don't see any other hands. I just want to say that, in the absence of anybody else's, comments, I think this building represents perhaps our last best hope, for correcting the ship, that is KPFT. If we have some space and can develop the programming that will drive listenership, because that's the only thing that is going to keep us off the shoals of disaster. It takes programming to drive listenership, to drive membership, to drive KPFT. It's a closed circle. That's all it is. That's all there is. Markeisha, I appreciate you taking the time this evening. And I appreciate your efforts on the budget, on the draft budget. It raises as many problems or questions or problematic questions as it answers. And we've got a lot to think about. But I do appreciate your efforts and your time.
I have a question. Maybe I missed this. Sorry. The question that Julie asked in the chat about central services, Markeisha, did you see that question? What monthly central services charge has Ms. Van Zandt Sampson used in her draft 23 budget? Is it $13,469? It shouldn't be because since February 2021, it's no longer been a fixed charge. For each quarter, it's derived from the previous quarter's gross revenue, net expenses such as the tower, office, studio rent. So can we maybe look at that number and see if that needs to be corrected?
You're muted, Markeisha.
Again, I spoke with the CFO on yesterday. I asked her about that number, and she told me not to change it. So I will go back to her on tomorrow and let her know what I have found out from Julie. And I'm guessing this is Julie Hewitt, that it should be changed so that we can adjust it accordingly. It's weird though, because Hewitt. Okay. Okay. Sorry. But I'll find out for sure. And I'll see about making the changes, because it'll definitely help us get out of, well, it won't help us out of the red. It'll get us, but it'll make a dent in what the amount is. Yeah. Somebody, like I say, it's a specific, I see it in the note, but again, when I asked about it, Julie, that was not what I was told. So, but I will follow up with Julia Kennard.
Other questions of Markeisha? Hearing none. Markeisha, thanks. And if you want to burn off and go have dinner, I wouldn't blame you.
Okay. No one else? Okay. Going once. You don't have to twist my arm.
Markeisha, you got a new hairdo. Sure, we'll be looking nice.
Oh, well, thank you, Richard. You just have
you're looking good, Markeisha. You're looking good.
All right, thank you.
See you next week. Yeah.
All right. Bye bye.
What's happening next week?
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. Well, we have to have a budget to the LSB to vote on realistically by the September meeting, hopefully the August meeting. We're sitting at the end of May. This means that sometime in July, we have to vote to pass a budget. So think of it that way. Now think about what pace we have to go on, given what we've gotten for the initial draft from Markeisha, which is interesting, to get to that end point of getting that budget passed by the LSB in the September meeting. Okay? So that's why I was joking about next week. When do we want to meet next after we go off and study what's in front of us?
I said I wasn't going to do this, but may I speak?
Please.
I said I wasn't going to do this, but I didn't get any of that report. Is the preliminary budget balanced or is there a deficit in there?
Oh, it's bad.
It's a deficit budget.
How much?
Look at the budget. It varies month to month.
Well, for the year, how much is there? Like I said, I just got here and I realize I'm running late. I'm being redundant here for you guys, but
I was messing with it. My calculator broke.
It's that bad, huh? Okay.
It's that bad.
We need to come up with something that doesn't have the word deficit involved in it. We need to be balanced going in.
It's a $213,550 loss in the budget that was offered by Markeisha.
We need to find it because we can't do that. We can't do budgets that are that out of whack.
Look, we have a new studio home. We have an opportunity to rally people around the idea.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, but
it depends on how we present ourselves to the public as a function of what we're doing on the air. It's really nice to have events and everything, but that's not how you sustain $60,000 a month. That's not the business model. Have an event, have a book sale, have a bake sale. You have good programming.
All right, you haven't had some of my cookies.
Well, I think one thing that we need to do clearly.
I think Richard just volunteered.
No.
To make cookies.
I have a question. Nancy with a question.
Yes, Nancy, please.
Yeah, Sandy just said 600,000. No, what did you say? 60,000 a month?
Correct, Nancy. At least 60,000 a month, yes.
But Markeisha told us our expenses are 40,000 a month. Where is 120,000?
Look at the budget. It's a deficit budget, okay? Look at the total budget divided by 12. That'll give you your monthly loading.
I see what you're doing. Okay.
Okay. So
expenses are not 60,000. They're just, we're behind and, okay, I got it.
We're behind on revenue. Yeah. They will be once we're in the new building. That's going to add. You have internet, you have electric for the building, you have taxes for the moment, you have maintenance, you have all kinds of added expenses, probably about $10,000 a month. And last year we were at $52,000 a month. So the math is 62 a month in my mind. It's pretty easy. And we have to raise that on the air. There's no other way to do it.
How much do we raise for Larry at Larry's event?
$7,000. I think that's what Markeisha did.
$7,282 in some sense. 7,282.
And how much did we raise at the guy event?
We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a cut of that. They were paying artists and they had expenses.
Okay, so the deficit was, I heard 213,000. Did she say 213,000 or 230?
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the piece of paper. It's 213,550.
Thank you.
Jim Dingman, you have another question. Your hand's up.
Yeah. I just think that when you guys get online, it's going to be a hell of a positive opportunity to really turn the whole damn thing around. And, I think that, I think Sandy was wanting to talk to Bertold in New York about doing something. I'd say we should be talking to all the different stations about doing something, you know, joint operations on the air. Obviously people want money for themselves out of it, but, this is just a splendid opportunity to just turn the whole thing around. Cause 60,000 a month, I mean, what's your market around 5 to 6 million down there in Houston? What's the natural market?
Correct. Yeah, that's the population.
So,
that's not our market.
No, well, we know that. We know that. But, you know, what ideas do you guys have to really like, you know, boom, out of the block there, you know, just sprinting away? I was just curious what you all have been thinking about. Cause actually, that's the kind of stuff we're trying to think of at the national level, like what to do immediately to turn this sucker around, you know? And I'm just curious what you guys are thinking about doing immediately with getting a studio up and running.
Well, as far as that's concerned, Mo Thomas is going to captain that process. And it's my understanding that he's purchased a studio ready to go, quote unquote, and it's in Nebraska and he's going to truck it on down here and deliver it. So he's the project manager and there's a timeline for all this. Sometime in the month of June, we should be back live again. I can't tell you the date. I think it'll be past June 15th and before the end of June, June 30th. So in that pocket, if things go right and everything falls together, that's when we'll be on the air. What's on the air? That's not my table.
Who's planning that? The GM?
That would be right.
So does he have any ideas? Are you guys getting any ideas from him as to what he wants to do for this opportunity?
In his last report to the board, he didn't mention anything, but this news about the building was not disclosed yet. So maybe he has some immediate plans. That's why I addressed Markeisha and asked and planted that notion. Hopefully she'll have that conversation. Dr. Franklin has not wanted to come to talk to the board about any of those issues.
As you said, Juan.
Schedule a meeting.
Well, so in other words, you don't know what the hell he wants to do.
Correct.
All right, well, that's ridiculous.
Well, don't forget, we just bought the building today, so let's take a breath. Give the man 24 hours at least.
Yeah, just 24, then that's it, baby.
Yeah,
oh, it's just a splendid opportunity, and you guys know that as well as we do. And, you know, we just have to figure out a way to really, you know, because this could really just completely change everything. Certainly for you all. Certainly for you all.
Jim, it gets us in out of the heat, too. You ever been down here?
Woo. Well, I actually grew up in the South in Georgia, so that wasn't necessarily fun down there either. Texas is a little worse.
From where we live, that's the north. You're a Yankee. Yeah. You're north of Dallas. You're out of there.
I'm a Yankee anyway, but anyway. But no, I'm serious. Like, you know, I just want to, you know, I think that process has to be kickstarted and, you know, if we can do anything at the PNB to jump start that, let us know. But it looks like these guys are going to blow us off. So I just know that, it's important to get that sort of stuff in gear.
Hearing no debate or anything, it's not an objection to approving this agenda as read.
That sounds a whole lot worse.
What?
Yeah, we're having
to turn your shit down, man. It's like R. Paul Martin there in New York.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
We're having meeting deja vu.
Okay. I think we've about covered all the ground, everything on the agenda. We do have a raised hand by Mr. Grief, and I'm sure that there's nothing. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to have any fun with the name. Great.
Yes, thank you.
I went through high school with it, so trust me.
cost you a lot of grief, did it?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Charlie Brown. There's FEMA grant money, and since the radio station is part of how do you broadcast about tornadoes, floods, and all that kind of stuff, they're very friendly. I don't think they care about your CBB qualifications or not. They just want a radio station that's going to be able to broadcast to the population when the internet's out and, you know, stuff's happening. So I would take a really hard look at that. And if you get friendly with them and you're willing to do PSAs for their programs, you know, you might find that they're very generous. The other thing, it sounds really corny, but I've seen people do it, and have it work, is barbecues. Summer's coming up. You know, you find a restaurant with a backyard that's willing to let you have a barbecue in their backyard Sunday afternoon. You know, you make maybe $10-$15 on the meal, and you could even think about doing a live broadcast from the venue. Or, yeah, I mean, basically, you know, your building won't be ready, but there are plenty of places where they have a backyard garden. And you tell the restaurant, okay, I want a buffet table for $10 a plate. And then you charge the people $25 and away you go. I mean, I've seen it work. I'm done. That's it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Society has made money doing that in very small venues. Not a bad idea. Just how do we scale it?
Oh yeah. One more thing. Part of the problem that we have, same as you, it's a root cause problem. Nobody's ever heard of WBAI. I mean, they just don't know. So in the old days, we used to do flyering and put stickers on the store windows and stuff like that. I think we need to go back to it. And any kind of parade, festival, whatever, you got to be out there with the flyers. Even if it means hiring some kids or getting some kids to do it for barter or something like that. Cause people, you know, you give them a flyer for KPFT and they go like, never heard of it. I mean, I know BAI for sure. You walk around New York, if you ask 100 people, 95 of them will say never heard of it. And, one of my friends who's older and has one of those old 70s BAI t-shirts was walking around with it, wearing it. Another lady her age stopped her and go like, are they still around? You know, so we have a real identity problem across the network. It's same for us as it is for you. And we need to get out there and flyer. We need to do it too. That's it, I'm done.
You're right about all that. Do we have anything else? Any other business?
I have a question. When are we meeting next, and what are we going to do from this meeting to the next?
As far as what we're going to, I'm going to answer those in reverse order. I think what we're going to do next is all of us need to sit down with this budget, this proposed budget, and just scrub the hell out of it. It's unrealistic. It raises 1,000 questions and answers none. And if we all do that, then maybe we'll have something meaningful to talk about the next time we meet. When would y'all like to meet next? I would suggest, what's today? I should know. This is on my computer. The 18th. Looking ahead, and I don't know, we've been scheduling these at
the 18th of June. What day did you suggest?
I said today is May 18th.
Today's the 18th.
Your voice went away.
Today's the 18th of May.
Yeah, I'm kind of shy. if we look forward just a month, it would be June 15th. My question to the body is whether or not, supposing we all take the time to sit down and scrub this budget and really, really analyze it and think about it and maybe have some suggestions, whether or not it would be beneficial to ask the financial officer, Markeisha, whether it would be beneficial to ask her back for a meeting in a month.
Well, yes, she always needs to be on this call. In fact, I think that the general manager needs to be on this call.
The 27th is open. It's next week on Friday.
What I would do, Mac, is maybe Wednesday, June 1st, meet then, and then invite Markeisha for a meeting on the 15th, where the meeting on the 1st would be executive session, and we can start taking a look at this budget. And the reason I would call for executive session is that it might involve discussion around personnel.
Yes, it might.
What time would this meeting start?
Well, we can talk about that. Just a moment, Nancy. I will get you, I promise. We can talk about that. I will say we have been doing the finance committee meetings as early as we have, expressly because expressly to accommodate Ms. Van Zandt. So we could do it at 6 or 7, which would accommodate, I'm sure, many of us volunteers. Nancy, I know I said I was going to get right back to you. I promise I will. Richard, you have your hand up.
Richard, are you muted?
Yeah, I was muted. I'm working on it, though. I don't know who said, it was Teresa that said something about the, general manager should be at the meetings also. I absolutely agree with that, because if we're talking about budgetary stuff and moving things, this, doing away with that, or how necessary is this, et cetera, et cetera, the manager has to be there, and the business man, both managers have to be there. In my mind, how can we do that without them? We're just kind of whistling outside the door somewhere if they're not there, because we don't know what they're willing to live with.
Well, and I take that. I don't disagree. I think Sandy had a good idea, which is that in 2 weeks we meet and really talk amongst ourselves in executive session, you know, how we can possibly make this work. And then maybe 2 weeks thereafter on the 15th, expressly invite to the point of insistence, the attendance of the general manager and Markeisha, and, so that we can address all of this. Mr. Dingman, you have your hand up.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I was just reading something that Ted had written about programming, which I completely disagree with. But anyway, I think that one thing I'd like to suggest is ideas that would encourage collaboration fundraising-wise across the country. There's always been a lot of resistance to that, as people know. There's been always proposals, and they don't necessarily make a lot of money, but I think the idea is not a bad one, and I think that it'd be interesting to, and I would argue and push it in New York with Berthold, to have, some ideas that come out of Texas to jointly collaborate with other stations to raise money and do more than just simply, you know, one hit on music, but considering the kind of, political situation you guys have to experience down there, I mean, hell, it's much
collaboration is a good idea. Yeah. I think collaboration would be great. Yes, Teresa.
I agree with Sandy that the solution to our problem starts with programming. But if we really want to hit the ground running, not only do we need to improve the programming and put people on the air immediately that people would immediately say, oh, I've got to tune in. We need to improve our social media presence to let people know. Since we don't have billboards saying, oh, tune in to KPFT 90.1 FM, we need to do something on social media that is startling or, you know, just immediately motivates people to tune in. Because unless we get them tuning in, we're not going to get the donations on air. Unless you're just calling lapsed donors, sending out mailers. So what's going to get that money? Unless we have a whole bunch of individual fundraisers, what's going to do it? And think of social media and our programming needs to be worked on.
Well, I don't disagree. I don't know that the finance committee per se is I don't know what we can do. I think, and I say this with an abysmal ignorance. Actually, I think it's a beautiful ignorance of social media. but it may be that the development committee is the place to really hammer that. As I understand the purpose of the development committee. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I just don't know that this is the place.
Sean.
I bring this up at every development meeting and every outreach meeting.
And here too. And one of these places. Yes. And
I'm beating my head up against a wall.
One of these places has got to be the place. But I'm trying to agree with you. I do agree with you, while at the same time, not really seeing what this discrete group might do to facilitate that. I'm not on the development committee. I'm about committed to death. I'm just saying.
But
that is, I mean, you're right and you're right.
The reason I say this is because I was supposed to have a development meeting last night, but the National Elections Committee decided to have a meeting prior to that. So I'm back at square one here. And I was going to schedule a meeting for June 1st, and we've just decided that that's why I said, what time is the finance committee meeting going to be? Because we need to meet with development. So.
Well, that goes back to the earlier question. What would be a time for the June 1st meeting? I think we more or less, agreed on June 1st. I didn't hear anybody say, oh, hell no. So what would be a good time?
I think same time. Although I must admit, I forgot about this meeting and I was talking to somebody and they mentioned it. And I thought, oh, my God.
Is it possible that we can meet a little later, like 6? Because, you know, some people are still working. I think we had this conversation before, and I think we did meet, didn't we, at 6 instead of at 5? I mean, or what? Maybe it was we met at 4 or something like that. Anyway.
Let me answer it. In so far as long as I've been here, we've only been meeting at 5 so as to accommodate the members of the staff who have already been working for us for all day, and we're all volunteers. I would be happy if the body would consider 6 or 6:30 or 7 o'clock, to meet on June 1st, in the event that we then, and that's for June 1st, which Sandy has suggested, and I agree, would be best for an executive session.
Okay, well, 5 or 6, let's just take a vote. See if anybody...
Do we need a vote? Does anybody have any objection to meeting on June 1st for an executive session at 6 o'clock in the evening, our time?
Okay, this is Nancy. We're going to have a little battle with our business manager who always insists from 6 she has to be with family
We're talking about an executive session that will be only those members of the finance committee. Okay.
Okay. I understand that, but you know, the basis of it might be this or it might be executive session. We've done this before. It's so crazy. I mean, you have to have a real reason and then don't have the whole meeting in executive session, just the part concerning personnel, you're saying?
Ms. Barnard told me, I am trying to determine whether or not there is an objection to an executive session meeting on June 1st at 6 o'clock.
Yes, there's a bylaws say that executive session is for certain things, not for the whole discussion of the budget.
Talking about an executive session, which necessarily may concern personnel issues. If you have an objection, then just say so and we'll call a vote and we'll get through it and then we'll try to see the next
thing. This is not votable. You only have an executive session for the part that's under executive session material, not for the rest of it.
Ms. Sabra, tell me, please quit shouting. Sandy, did you have something to say?
There's a motion on the floor and the member is out of order saying there's a bylaw. We can call an executive session. There's no bylaw against that.
No, the bylaws explain.
Nancy, I'm calling you out of order.
Budget.
Nancy, you're out of order. If you keep shouting, I will mute you. I don't have time. Ms. Allen, you had your hand up or you were waving. Did you have something to say?
Well, I agree with Sandy. Let's meet on the 1st at 6 p.m. and let's plan to meet on the 15th at 5 p.m. Unless there's objection by Adriana or someone else.
Calling once. Calling twice.
Excuse me, but are you going to post the executive session and the reasons for it? But the whole meeting does not need to be an executive session if it's just only about personnel, I understand. But we're not going to talk about personnel. We're going to talk about the budget.
Nancy, do you have an objection to us meeting an executive session on June 1st at 5 o'clock? I'm sorry, at 6 o'clock and on the 15th in general session at 5 o'clock? If you do, we will take a vote. If you do not, we will get on with this.
Okay, can you say it? It was such a loaded question. Can you say that again?
It's not a loaded question. It is a multifarious question. It has two parts. I will break it down for you. Do you have an objection to meeting on June 1st at 6 o'clock for an executive session? Yes or no?
But what is the reason?
One, do you have an objection? One.
You have to post what is the reason.
Three. We
you
will
have
post
to say
it.
What do you the have reason an ob- is.
I take it you do not have an objection. Do
no, you have- did not say what the reason is. Would I appreciate if you would tell us what is
May
the
May I
reason?
Say the reason?
Yes, please. Say it again.
The reason is to discuss the budget, and while discussing the budget, it may discuss personnel issues or contract issues.
Necessarily include
no,
those
not,
issues.
The budget is not part of it. The other things, yes.
Well, I think that contract issues affects the budget. We need to say,
yes,
you know,
I
we
agree.
Don't want to spend so much for the new
said,
phones.
Personnel and
y'all, excuse contract. Me, both of y'all. Excuse me, both of y'all. Y'all are talking over each other. I can't understand either one of you. I still want to know, after all this discussion, Nancy, do you have an objection to an executive session meeting at 6 o'clock on June 1st? Yes or no, and we'll take a vote if you have an objection. That's fine. Just
yes,
say
I
so.
Object to discussing the budget in executive
vote.
Session. No,
then
no, no. But personnel questions.
No, Nancy, if you,
all right,
Nancy,
it's correct.
If you keep hollering,
are you going to violate the bylaws?
I will mute you if you keep hollering at us.
Please do it. You've said that 3 times. Please do it.
So we're going to call a vote. So Richard, are you still on the line? Are you still our secretary?
I'll take the vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Susan taking minutes early?
She thought I was catching
that ball, but I didn't catch it. I don't, I haven't been keeping up. If Teresa wants to do it, that's fine with me.
Should have brought your mitt.
Okay.
Next time.
I should have. I didn't know the game was coming. No, but
okay, so we're
innings.
Taking a vote. We're taking a vote for an executive session at 6 p.m. By Zoom on June 1st. Alan says yes. Adriana, not hearing Adriana. Mac McPherson.
Yes.
Okay. Mac says yes. Nancy Sabarnaratomi. Not hearing Nancy.
For the budget, no.
No, okay.
For the budget, no.
Fine.
But
Richard Guzel.
And contract.
Yes,
Richard Nancy,
Guzel.
Excuse
Please
me, I'm
her.
Going to mute Nancy. She will not keep.
Richard Guzel?
Not.
Yes.
Thank you. Sandy Wyman?
Yes, thank you.
Ted Weisbull? Not hearing Ted Weisbull. And Susan Young? Not hearing Susan. And Markeisha is off the phone. So this motion passes 4-1. 4 yes, 1 no.
No, you don't have a, you have to have a quorum of a quorum. After, people leave.
We have
We've got
quorum.
A quorum. We have a
we
quorum.
Have a quorum of quorum. Sorry, Nancy, stop it.
The next issue before us is, do we meet on, as I understand, because we broke it down, do we meet on the 15th of June, at 5 o'clock so as to accommodate those members of staff, the general director and the general manager, I'm sorry, and the financial officer. That's a yes or no. Do we meet at
yes.
5 o'clock?
I don't have an objection.
Are there any objections to meeting?
You may have to unmute Nancy or ask her to unmute, Sean.
No objection.
Nancy, do you have any objection to our meeting on June 15th at 5 o'clock? So as to, this is a general meeting of the executive committee, of the financial committee, so as to accommodate the general manager and the financial officer.
That sounds like correct.
Hearing no objection.
Hearing no objection.
The motion passes. So we have meetings on the 1st and the 15th, and those will be posted on KPFTX. Thank you. I lost the consonant there.
Yeah.
And I will post the Zoom information for both of those meetings as well. If there's no other business, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Sandy moves to adjourn.
This is Nancy with one request.
Sure, Nancy. What?
Yes, Chair, can you thank the people who are not part of this committee for joining us?
Thank them all.
Well, if you don't want to, I'll thank them. Thank you.
You can thank them as well. This is America. You do you.
And thanks, many thanks to Julie Kennard who joined us.
Not Julie Kennard.
It was not Julie Kennard.
it's a Julie of unknown last name.
And her, okay. and she's not Hewitt either.
No.
Okay, guys.
Julia.
I'll see y'all again soon.
Julia.
Bye, con Dios. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Sean.